always really get irritated when you go out to eat and stuff, you know. I took this girl out to eat a while back. We had a nice place. I rolled the window up, and the tray fell off. She's like, you got mustard on my jacket. You know, and I'm like, what the hell are you bitching about? I had to smoke 800 pack of cigarettes to get the jacket. Ungrateful is what she was. I'd have been madder than a deaf mute playing bingo, getting bingo, and trying to holler out bingo. That's funny. B5. Bangarang! I ain't gonna get married, though. I thought I was once. I met this redhead. No hair, just a redhead. Yeah, she burnt up in a trailer fire a while back there. Yeah, it was my fault. It was her birthday, and I was lighting farts. She was a little too close to me. Singed her eyebrows, her hair burnt up, and she run around the trailer and caught the trailer on fire. And I called the fire department. They couldn't find us nowhere, and we had to meet them halfway. Good thing we run a couple red lights, or we'd have lost the whole kitchen on that place there. But my grandma been married about 60 years, and she just died recently, 104, but they saved the baby. Lord, I apologize for talking about my grandma like that. And beaver the starving pygmies down there in New Guinea. Amen. Well, my grandma, she'd been married about 60 years. And I was asking her about marriage, you know, because she ought to know. And we was talking the other day about an hour, you know, she's sitting there. And I said, do you think I ought to get married? And you know what she said? Shut the door, I'm trying to poop. Believe it. And then she kept talking to me with the door there. She's like, I don't understand why you want to get married. You've only been dating that girl maybe 2 or 3 years at the most. Yeah, gone. Why don't you drop the chalupa and then come on out and talk to me? I mean, this is ridiculous. And that's the thing about relatives, you know. They don't carry you in the toilet, you know. They just walk right in on you. And I was in there the other day. Here come my sister barging in. I got to get my hairspray. Hello? McFly, hello? And she like, ooh, smell like crap in here. What do you think's coming out of my hind end, Twizzlers? Daggum, you heard me going like that, didn't you? What do you think I'm doing, lifting weights in here? Daggum, trying to drop a stink pickle, for Pete's sake. You are harder to understand than a hair lip ordering Biggie fries, I tell you. That's fun. Can I help you? Wiggy Fives? What the hell are Wiggy Fives? Lord, I apologize for talking about a retard ordering Wiggy Fives and Beaver the Starving Pygmy is down there in New Guinea. Amen.